Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Clara Simpson, your host for today. Thank you for joining us. The chance to make a difference. Mary Magdalene went in and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her, John 20:18. We don't know much about Mary Magdalene, but we do know that she was loyal to Jesus and his family. She loved Jesus very much, and she was a woman. Jesus had 12 disciples that were men, but clearly the first person he showed himself to after his resurrection was Mary. At the time, women had certain roles they fit in society and were not seen as extremely political or as religious leaders in this part of the world. So Jesus going to her first was incredible. Many children and people feel undeserving of God's love. I myself wondered for a little while whether God cared about me. I'm just a small girl. What could I do for the God whose son could make the dead alive and perform miracles? Who am I to God? I'm everything, and you are everything. It doesn't matter if you're homeless or you're rich. Your gender doesn't matter. Your age, your race, or who you choose to love doesn't matter. God will give you the chance to make a difference, just like Mary. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for opportunities to serve you. We thank you for the wonderful world you've given us, and we pray you continue to love us as we are, whoever we are, wherever we are, whoever we want to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's devotional was written and read by Clara Simpson.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.